It's 7:40 now on Connect FM this Friday morning. Time for an update on the Pittsburgh Pirates spring training. And this update is sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision, voted number one in the best of Tri-County. Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop. John Wehner is who we check in with this morning on an update on the Pirates and spring training. John, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Doing great. And how are you as we head into this weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was asking how you are doing as we get ready for the weekend.
I'm doing great. Actually, I'm out by the beach right now and looking out over the bay and seeing the sunrise. It just peeked out.
Oh, fantastic. That is just super. John, there was some excitement there in Florida yesterday. Of course, there has been here now for several weeks as spring training rolls on, but there was a spring breakout game for prospects between the Pirates and the Orioles. Did you have a chance to see any of that, and how did that go?
Yeah, I took a peek at it, and it's something that, fans in every city always hear about the prospects and, you know, who you're going to see. And unlike football, where you kind of see the prospects right away, right after they're drafted, in baseball, you know, you have to wait a little while. Typically, it's going to be 2 or 3 years for a college guy, maybe 4 or 5 for a high school guy. And so to showcase these young, whether you're from Baltimore or Pittsburgh, you know, you want to see what they look like. You want to see what all the hubbub is about. And obviously, with a guy like Paul Skenes, the number one overall pick that throws 102 miles an hour, you want to see him. And so, a great event to see Paul Skenes go against Jackson Holliday, who's the number one pick or number one prospect in all of baseball, to go at it. And, you know, Skenes was impressive, you know, throwing up to 102. He threw, in fact, I think he threw Holliday a 2-0 changeup, which is unheard of for a guy that's throwing 102 miles an hour. And he pretty much just did his thing to Paul Skenes. And Bubba Chandler, who's another up-and-comer that was drafted out of high school a couple years ago. And to see the Baltimore guys. I mean, these two teams probably have, you know, they're right up there in the rankings as far as having the best prospects. In fact, I think the Orioles are number one overall, and I think the Pirates are rated as having the best pitching group of the prospects. And so, you know, fans want to see that. And it's neat that the MLB has put that together so fans can get a glimpse of what their future looks like.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, aside from those prospects, which we know look good, John, who would you say, at least in your mind, has been having a breakout spring among the regular players and or even the veterans? You know, who looks like they're ready to get going here this season?
Well, I think the big one would be O'Neill Cruz, just because he missed all of last year, and he's looked great. I mean, he's hitting the ball at the ballpark, and that's what you expect, and he looks like he's moving well at shortstop. The whole offense has looked good with, you know, yesterday not so much, but this spring a lot of home runs and the new guys that the Pirates brought in. Marco Gonzalez pitched 5 really strong innings yesterday. Martin Perez, they're 2 left-handed pitchers, Perez and Gonzalez. And I think the success that this team is going to have is going to depend a lot on those guys, as well as Mitch Keller and whoever else fills out the rotation. And I think those guys who didn't have the greatest of years last year, Gonzalez was hurt, Perez ended up moving to the bullpen with the Rangers, and they've looked really good. So I think that's important, because if you don't pitch, and I think that's probably the biggest thing going into this season, whether this team can compete for the postseason or not, would be the pitching staff, especially the rotation. But, again, having Cruz healthy is huge. Rotation's going to be huge. But I think as a whole, the whole group has looked pretty good this spring.
And so just 10 more days of spring play left, and then the Bucks open the season in Miami 13 days from now. What are some of the major things that this Bucks squad needs to settle?
The starting rotation, for sure. I mean, there's a couple of battles at second base and right field, but I think anybody that you're going to put over there is going to be capable. I think the rotation, is going to be the big question mark is, you know, you got to fill that with two guys. I want to say that they probably are rooting or probably want to see Bailey Falter and Roansy Contreras fill out that rotation. Those are two guys that if you don't keep them on the team, you risk losing them. And those are two guys that you traded for and, you know, you have high hopes for. And if they don't make the club, they're going to go on waivers most likely. And, you know, maybe somebody can pick them up. So, I would think going into camp, they probably wanted those two guys to fill the rotation. And they've had some ups and downs this spring. But whoever gets named those other fourth and fifth starters is going to be a big deal. Because again, I think if you can't have good starting pitching, you're gonna struggle those two spots in the rotation when they come up. If you don't compete and win those games, then it's hard to be a playoff caliber club. And so, to me, that's probably going to be the biggest news: finding out who rounds out the starting rotation.
Well, John, we sure have appreciated your insight and your evaluation in these updates here this past week. This is the final chance we'll have talking with you, but we are looking forward to hearing you and seeing you in the broadcasts down the road here as the season gets started. So thank you so much. Enjoy that sunrise, and we can hear the birds in the background.
Yeah, I was wondering. I usually stay in the car because it's noisy, but it's not too windy today. It's such a beautiful day today. It's all calm and just another beautiful day here in South Florida. But always appreciate it, Dan. Take care. Hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
When you have a breakdown or an accident that causes mechanical damage, it's frustrating to be running around from a mechanic to a body shop and maybe back again. See Jim's Custom Collision for mechanical service and body work. From an oil change to an engine replacement, Jim's is a do-it-all automotive shop and even offers 24-hour towing. Jim's Custom Collision in Du Bois and the Falls Creek Industrial Park. Voted number one in the best of Tri-County.